As Bones and Spock weigh their options, two members of the Workers for Enterprise Experimental Drugs, or WEED, discuss the situation at hand and their own involvement in the drug's creation.
Hey, Brian.
What's up, man?
Can I bum a smoke and have a toe or a drag?
Yeah, of course, man.
Dope.
Hey, have you heard about what's going on in the lab?
Upstairs?
Yeah, something about Spock and his dad.
Actually, he's here with both his father and mother, but Sarek suffered a cardiovascular something or other.
Nailed it.
I'm aware I nailed it, but I'll continue. Sarek needs more blood than you typically have in you, because he needs an operation. But the doctor's saying if they operate, then it's impossible not to drain him.
Exactly. It's why they're calling on Spock.
Oh, shit.
What?
You mean they want to get blood from a rock?
Ha! You can chuck as much as you please, but the simple fact is, to cure Sarek's needs, they need blood. Spock's blood, tremendous amounts. Way more than the Vulcan body tends to give out.
So what you saying?
I'm saying that in order for Spock to survive, they're gonna use our abnormal concoction.
Oh my, the one we made on Rigel 5?
Aye, that experiment that really went awry?
We were high. Shit, if they want to get Spock right, that experimental drug will step right into the spotlight. Once they even see it, we're finished, getting queasy, thinking of the ingredients in it.
Yep, it's just a matter of time before they discover our crimes against humanity.
God damn it, we gotta hide.
Yeah, when I think of what we used to make it, I wanna vomit. We gotta tell Spock not to take it.
Hey, need I remind you, our ass is on the line. Our experimental drug experiment is out of time. They'll run tests, less clandestine. And what's gonna come of both of us when they find that it's 10% horse penis? Jeez, man. Okay, but I remember now.
Horse penis gave it away?
Yeah, but don't you think that they'll be happy that we're saving the day? After all, isn't Spock's life worth the toll of ingesting some experimental Rigelian birth control?
That's what that was for? I thought it was a bioweapon.
I reckon that's what it feels like after ingested. But now the Rigelians number in millions. Their overpopulation is still a bit serious. Speaking of this, I'm rather keen to deliver a tip to Spock. He should watch his spleen and his liver.
Because this drug was never meant to treat this condition. It can damage his internal when it reaches his system.
Ah, shit, son.
It's basically a combination of every scientific medical abomination. Andurian dandruff, Rigelian man scruff, stuff that even MC Hammer can't touch.
Right, well, let's get it right out there. There's Tellarite snout hair. With so much going on, you think they'll ever find out where?
Where what? Where you put the snout hair?
Oh, actually, dude, it's super interesting. I used it to wrap the capsule on.
Need I remind you, our ass is on the line. Our experimental drug experiment is out of time. They'll run a test, but we'll cover for each other, say we don't know shit, when they eventually discover that's 6% goose urine. At least 6%.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get a couple facts straight. Yeah, so it's too late to stop it. Spock gets the treatment. The nurse came down for pre-op procedures, pulled down the records.
The what?
Records. Checked the Vulcan blood bank to try and get more before they discover what we've done. Does his mother want to come and smack her son so we'll come up with some other plan?
Yeah, maybe she'll smack sense into him. They can talk it out. Toss her little drug in the bin. I heard her before, begging him not to take the risks. She made up her mind.
And you're sure she's not changing it?
No, but I think it's really kind of doubtful she'd do a 180 after saying such a mouthful.
True.
I think it's time to pack our belongings and get out of Dodge, because I hear Galactica calling. It's all fun and games till someone explains to Spock what the doc shot up in his veins.
Oh, yeah, man, and Kirk would probably shit his pants if something would happen to Spock, and you don't really want to piss off the captain.
Yeah, I'd really kind of miss this bit gig, especially if I spent the rest of the year locked up in the break. So I'm out, and I suggest that you do the same. It's been the hell of a ride, but we're out of the game.
Hey, but hey, if it works, we'll look like geniuses mixing goose urine, wet cheese, horse penises.
What is wet cheese?
Oh, I thought you added it.
Oh, that wasn't cheese. That was my personal additive.
What?
Yeah, at about 6 o'clock, I guess you could say I actually came in Mr. Spock.
Oh, God. Dude, all right, yeah, we better go. Get your shit. Let's go.